We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's hot!
Gotta start right off the bat.
Man, has it got it? Why has it gotta be so hot?
All right, we'll get through this. We'll get through it. It's Overnight America after... nice Cardinals win. All right. A little delayed this afternoon. That's fine. So the best way to start the show is a very sad note. I know Mike Anderson, our producer, could probably find that Sarah McLachlan song. What's the one they always play with the abused animals? The Please Donate Now. And they show some really sad animals looking through a cage. They got those eyes. They're looking up into the camera. They're shaking half the time. The cats are slowly pawing, but they'll never be free because no one will ever pick them up. You know those ones? The Humane Society of America.
But the fact that you expect me to know the names of any Sarah McLachlan songs.
Yeah, well, that's what they play. The Sarah McLachlan.
I know they do, but I don't know the name.
I will remember. And they're all crying. Oh, it's so sad. I just want to eat all those animals. I want to take them all in. And then you watch that on television and you think to yourself, I am going to open my checkbook and give you everything in my account. Lucky it's only $100. And you just get so emotional. Well, we have one of those stories here in St. Louis right now. And you just heard Alex Degman there. And he tipped me off to this from the Stray Rescue of St. Louis. One of the worst abuse cases they've seen over the last 20 years. And it's really, really sad. I'm going to let them tell you everything that was wrong with this animal that they were able to take in.
I'm going to read from the doctor what's wrong with her because... there's no way I could remember this because there's so many things.
All right, there's a lot of things wrong with this dog. So when you hear this, I want you to know, normally I would say at this point, at least there's a happy ending. There isn't a happy ending yet, so please brace yourself. There's a lot wrong with this animal.
She has a shattered left knee, a fractured left forearm, a ruptured eyeball, a broken jaw, two broken ribs, a deep wound on her neck, heartworm positive. She's going to have one of her legs amputated. She also has bullets in her neck and in her knees. She was tossed in a vacant lot in East St. Louis to die. She was beaten so bad that it actually crushed bones that they can't save. But... she's the sweetest dog God ever put on this planet, and such a will to live, and she wags her tail for us, and we love her.
This poor little pup just laying there, and the man in the video, I think his name was Roger, but I'm pretty sure, either way, but the man in the video was sitting there, laying on the floor with this animal, just petting Glamour. And this poor pup has parts of the fur shaved off, obviously, when they're trying to get to certain areas of the body. They got to get the hair out of the way. And this dog is just as sweet as can be, especially everything the dog's been through. I know this firsthand that dogs are very forgiving when they shouldn't be. I don't understand why they are. Some dogs you may think could never trust a human being again, and then they do, and they surprise everyone. That was the dog I adopted. So when I saw the story of Glamour, it immediately brought back memories of the dog that I adopted some 6 years ago. But in this case, there's a $2,000 reward that's been offered up for anyone that can help shed some light onto who would do this to an animal. What piece of garbage would do this to an animal? And hopefully people will hear this message. I know it's been on the news, on the television stations the last couple of hours. I'm playing it here on my show. Someone's going to find out, oh, I remember that dog in my neighbor's yard. Or I remember so-and-so talking about how they were going to get rid of this dog. Or I remember this or that. $2,000 reward. Keep that in mind. If you hurt an animal and you're listening right now and you're thinking to yourself, oh boy, you know what? Not only are they going to find you, but you are going to be publicly shamed. In fact, I'm going to recommend they take you to City Hall, they put you in the stocks, and then people throw tomatoes at your face right after they cane you like they do in Singapore. Like, they're going to take those bamboo long sticks or whatever, they're going to soak them in water, and then they're literally going to cane you in front of everyone, and no one's going to feel bad for you. And there's not one person that's going to come to your defense, not even the ACLU, not one person, for the way you treated this animal. Please, please, please. I'm going to share this video on my Twitter, at Ryan Recker, so you can watch it and share it too. But this video goes on after the abuse, and it shows all the different surgeries and the things they had to do to keep this little pup alive. What a shame. How do you rebound from that? Ruptured eye, broken jaw, bullet wounds in the knee and the neck, heartworm positive, two broken ribs, fractured forearm. They're going to amputate a leg. I mean, the amount of things wrong with this dog. And luckily, people are donating and saying, we're going to help with some of the cost to get this animal back into shape. I mean, if that doesn't pull at your heart, I don't know what will. Again, if they find out who this person is, public caning is the only appropriate punishment. And I would like to volunteer and say, hey, this is what I'll do. I'll go to the shop. I'll build the stocks. This will be great. We'll film it. We'll do all of these things. And then we'll take caller number 5, and you get a slap of the cane, right? You get the that. We'll do all of it here on the show. Okay. Either way, terrible story. But my dog, I've had him for 6 years. I'm going to be reunited with him. My parents are going to come visit this next weekend. When I was going through the transition phase of moving here to St. Louis, my parents were watching the dog for me, playing with their dog. We can't wait to get him back here. And my dog was the exact same way. Dog was a rescue. The animal shelter that grabbed him, he had a collapsed throat. His ears were mutilated. And he was so underweight, they didn't know if he was going to survive. Healthy weight for him is about 55 pounds or so. He was about 20 pounds. Death's door, we're talking. Took him 2 years to get him back to health, rehabilitate him. And that was the time between when they grabbed him and when I adopted him. 2 years. And they thought no one would ever adopt this dog. But I'll tell you that for those past 6 years, I can't imagine life without him. He's been one of the most greatest companions I've ever had. Great with the kid. And it's really helped me figure out where I wanted to move in the area because he's a pit bull. And people have issues with that breed, and communities ban them. So in essence, they're banning me from coming in their community because I'm not giving up my dog. So I want you to keep that in mind. People that may be in a position of power that talks about breed-specific legislation in your city, you're blocking people like me coming in from the city too. All right? It's not just criminals that get pit bulls for fighting. It's people like me. Okay? I had him for 6 years. Wonderful. And I'm going to tell you this. If my dog can do it, any dog can do it. And just as you heard this story with Glamour, don't be afraid to adopt dogs that have histories like this. Dogs forgive, dogs love, and they will be the best companion you'll have. I feel, and I so strongly feel about this, I feel like they have the ability to appreciate knowing someone pulled them from a terrible situation. They'll appreciate and love you even more than you can imagine. It's I don't know why God put that attribute in them. I have no idea how it happens. It just happens. So please, 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 when you see stories like this, or if you're thinking about getting a dog, go to a shelter, adopt a dog. Don't go to a puppy mill or one of these places. Adopt a dog and find one that may have a background where you can give them the life they deserve. I'm just going to put that plea out there. Coming up, a few things I want to talk about this hour. We got a lot to go through overnight America. It's not going to be all sad. You're not going to have to get tissues all the time. So, good story. At least a good ending came from a 12-year-old who had a bike that was stolen. There's a good ending on that one. Another mix-up on a flight. Columnist Ann Coulter, who I've had a chance to talk to and enjoy, she's got a story to share about Delta. I kind of see where she's coming from here. Not a lot of people like airlines right now. Governor Greitens' prescription drug plan, I want to get to that. Mixed reviews and more senators jumping off the health bill. What's going to happen there? Coming up, Overnight America, KMOX.
Broadcasting from the KMOX Golden Oak Lending Studios. Golden Oak Lending, with fixed rates now in the twos. Ryan Recker. Overnight America, the two best things in your night on KMOX.
Welcome back. 11:21 in St. Louis, and Walter called in. Hey, good to hear from you, Walter. What's going on?
Hello, Ryan. Well, first off, this wasn't what I said when I talked to him, but welcome to St. Louis, a little bit belatedly.
Hey, it's all right. Good hearing from you.
I call anytime. I like you better every time I hear you, so
yeah.
I'm looking forward to a number of years.
Great. Good to hear that.
Now, as to the pit bulls.
Mm-hmm.
Pit bulls are wonderful animals, and these misguided people that in some of these communities that say, oh, we won't allow pit bulls. Well, that is totally crazy. You're in more danger of getting eaten alive by a chihuahua than you are by a pit bull.
I've lived in areas that had some pretty rough restrictions. There was one place, and no pun intended on that, but there was a place where I lived where you had to have a massive amount of insurance and walk him with a muzzle. And what I found out was, as I started doing research about what it would take to get this type of insurance, it was basically to discourage people from owning them.
Sure.
It was putting a financial way to discourage people from doing it. And it gives, you know, what they're trying to do is say, the only people that own pit bulls are people that fight them, or the people that use pit bulls in the fighting way. We don't want them in our community, thus we're just going to ban them altogether. So it then, in return, blocks me from coming into that community, people that use them as loving animals.
That's exactly right. And my son has a pit bull that is about 5 years old at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the most loving animal. When he goes in his truck, the dog is there, ready to get on the passenger side and go wherever it is that my son is going. And they have a little baby, my great-granddaughter, and the baby is perfectly safe with that dog down. They can put the baby down on the floor or down on the carpet with the dog. No problem whatsoever. It's a wonderful dog.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And, you know, I would say I wouldn't have any reservation because I got a 2.5-year-old and I haven't had any issues, but there's nothing different that I would have done with any dog when it comes to getting a child and a dog acclimated together. You have to have always some precaution and you always want to monitor and make sure everything's okay. It's not like we weren't doing that, but you'd do that with any dog, really.
Oh,
yeah.
That's exactly right.
Well,
if I could just, Ryan, go ahead.
Oh, no. Yeah, go ahead. One more comment. Go ahead.
Well, just one last thing. I've called the station during business hours, and I have left the information at that time and got no reply. I have listened to KMOX for so long that you wouldn't believe it. They're my favorite station. I don't know that my radio can even turn from KMOX.
That's all right.
I don't really need to try that. The ball games, the everything on there, the personalities over all the years. You are an historic station. That
yes.
The greatest history of any station that I've ever heard of.
It's beautiful.
But
Game
they're doing something now that is really grieving me.
Oh, what? Well, I don't want you
so,
to. Okay, let me just say I'm going to be someone that employs me. So you got to tread lightly here. I don't want you to.
No. You'll understand when I tell you.
All right.
This has to do with that 1-877 cars for kids.
Oh, man. You know,
this is something that I just would like for someone to explain to me why my radio station is still running their ads, because in everything that you look at, you look them up on the internet, all they have is problems every place that they're doing.
Was it the Attorney General in Minnesota even?
Yes.
Yeah. So
six states as far as I can understand it now.
There was a couple of, they have some litigation that's tied up right now. I don't know how that's going to end. I have no idea. It was something that was brought up maybe a month or a month and a half ago. I haven't seen an update on that yet, though.
But why are they continuing to run the ads? Is it some legal thing that they have to run them? Or?
You know, I can't answer that. I have no idea. Yeah. You know, Walter, I really don't know. But, contact the program director. That's better suited for him to answer questions like that. than my overnight America show.
we'll stick with the with our common love for the pit bulls.
That's great.
So, Ryan, it's a great pleasure to talk to you and look forward to many more years.
Hey, thank you very much. Good hearing from you, Walter.
Bye-bye.
Well, now you just got the jingle stuck in my head. Thanks. You know, I was going a full day without getting that jingle stuck in my head. I love jingles, and that one is so catchy. Here's a story I want to get to. A police officer doing something for the good. Oh, imagine that. I find that people are so often, they go online and they complain. And I look at stories and you're not complaining when they do you good. You're not complaining when they're out there making your neighborhood safe. You're not complaining when they're out there doing drug bust and getting that dirty stuff off the streets. You're not complaining when they're getting the prostitute problem cleaned up. You're not complaining when they're all of these violent crimes and issues, the things that they're trying to work through to make St. Louis a better place. Hey, I feel like they're actually trying to do something about it, especially when the governor comes in and says, we're going to give you extra resources. So your safety and things that they take very seriously, these are things that the police do on a daily and hourly and a minute basis here in the city. So I want to point out the good things that they do, too. We can't just look at the bad things that happen nationwide with police. There's one 12-year-old boy who had his bike stolen and the perpetrator never caught. Aw. And that happens all the time. Bikes get stolen, things get grabbed off racks, and then you never see them again. Some people try to put bait bikes out. Have you seen the videos on YouTube where they connect maybe either a big metal line to it? So if someone tries to run off with them or hop on the bike and go, it basically breaks the bike and the person goes flying. Love seeing videos like that. Some people put GPS trackers so they can track the people down, catch them and get them arrested. That's cool too. In this case, a 12-year-old boy doesn't have the resources to do something like that. The bike gets stolen. The kid thinks he's never going to see it again. Life is hopeless without a bicycle when you're 12. Think of all the adventures you go to. When I was 12, I'd ride bikes all day and all night. It was street hockey and riding bikes, and it was the greatest feeling of liberation with that wind flying through your hair, going where you want to go, meeting up with your friends, finding parks to go to. Oh, I loved it. You know, until you got a driver's license, biking. Oh, was that great. And that little 12-year-old had that taken away from him. Just terrible. So in this case, the officers felt bad that this little 12-year-old, and they couldn't find his bike. So you know what they do? They ended up pitching a couple of bucks together, going to go pick one up, went to the kid's house, said, here you go. We got you a new bike. The mother said it meant so much to her. Quote, it was pretty cool of them to stop on their busy days fighting crime and doing what they're doing just to give my son a bike. Just to give him back a bike. Just as simple as riding with his friends means so much to these kids. The story's on KMOX.com. Love that story. But, you know, we didn't have to do that. I know a lot of people going above and beyond. Let me tell you a couple of things you could do. You don't have to go out and buy a bike for a kid to make a difference. There's a lot of different things you can do to make a difference. You know, sometimes you can see someone struggling and you can say, hey, you know what? Let me pick up that tables tab over there. You could be in line at a McDonald's or another fast food restaurant or whatever. And you can say, you know what? I'm going to pick up that tab of the person behind me. I'm just going to brighten their day a little bit. Then you can do any of these things. You know, you don't have to go out and buy a bicycle, but there's so many different things you can do to make someone's life a little bit better. Sometimes it's as simple as going up to them and saying, hey, do you need a hand with that? Looks like, do you need me to carry that into the store? Are you okay? Could you use a little help? You know what? And most times they'll say, no, I'm okay. But just someone asking could change their entire day. It's amazing how that could work. Sometimes you just need to look for opportunities to brighten someone else's life just a little. Even if it's for 30 seconds, it could make a tremendous change in their day, which could complement the rest of the week. It could do so much more. So just think about that. Think about trying to do just a little something for someone. Don't buy a bike. Give a high five, maybe. Don't do hugs. I'm not one of those people that would ever say, go give random people hugs. No, don't do that. Stop at the high five. That'll give you enough motivation to leave and feel satisfied. But don't force a high five. I'm not asking you to go around slapping people. Hey, high five. Ow! You don't want one of those. Coming up, Ann Coulter criticizing Delta. Does she have a case? We're going to look at that and prescription drugs. Mixed reviews on the governor's plan here in Missouri. It's Overnight America, KMOX.
Hit the courts with KMOX in downtown St. Louis as Larry Hughes presents the return of Hoop It Up on August 19th. The legendary outdoor tournament that has produced national basketball talent for years takes over the Shed at Union Station for a day of three-on-three competition, fanfare, and fun. Open to all ages and abilities, details and registration information are now live at KMOX.com/hoops. Hoop It Up, presented by Larry Hughes, August 19th.
Local news, award-winning news, St. Louis's news, traffic, and weather. KMOX, depend on it.
I can't say I've ever been bumped from a flight, but I totally agree with Ann Coulter how frustrating it can be. Hi, welcome back to Overnight America. I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and Ann decided to take it to the streets. Whatever happens in the air, she's taking it to the streets. In this case, Delta Airlines has decided to fight back against Ann Coulter. It's very difficult to win a fight against Ann Coulter. I think they should learn their lesson and let it go away. But instead, they decide to take it head on. Here's the story from the New York Times. Let me ask you this. If you're listening, have you ever been bumped from a flight, or have you ever booked a seat and then someone comes up and says, we need you to move, or we need you to leave? Tell me how infuriating that is. 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. The closest I think I've ever came is like at a movie theater where I've had to say no. This was when you go to a very, and this is when I was growing up too. I mean, I was still young and a little bolder, but I think I would, it comes full circle, man. I'm like that again today. So when you go to a completely full movie theater, and there's like, you know, seats open here or there. You get there early, you get your seat. This is before the theaters did the reserve seating. But you would show up and you'd show up with your group of friends and you'd get in there and you'd sit down. And then the ushers would come in. They'd look, okay, there's open seat here, open seat there. They would say, hey, can everyone move down to open up seats on the end? I would be the guy that would say, no. Why? I'm not moving down to sit behind the tall guy so I can't see the screen. I got here early so I can look at the screen, and I picked out my seat. That's why I got here early. You're telling me to move down to accommodate for the people that got there late. Have them split up. I don't care if they're sitting together. Tell them to get here early next time. That's how I felt at the movie theater, and my friends were always so embarrassed about it, but I wouldn't care. I was standing up for something I believe in. Now it's happening with Delta and all the other airlines are just messing with every single person that buys a ticket. So Ann Coulter, a very conservative commentator. When I say very, she is someone that is, if you've ever read or any of her books or her columns, or in the sense of what she can do during interviews on television or radio, she is strong and smart. And she even went on The View and schooled the women on The View. Not necessarily something that happens a lot. Conservative commentator Ann Coulter unleashed a barrage of criticism about Delta Airlines on Twitter after she was moved to a different seat on a flight, prompting the company to publicly return fire on her comments. Yikes. You don't win fights against Ann Coulter. But it's fun that Delta tried, and it's cute that they tried. But I 100% sympathize with Ann on this. In a statement on Sunday, the airline described what happened as a seat mix-up. Yeah, right. Whose fault is that? But Ms. Coulter exonerated the airline in social media. Well, not really exonerated her, but basically leaned right into them. And after she was removed from her seat, she continued to sound off. So she took a photo of the people that took her seat. Delta didn't give my extra room seat to an air marshal or tall person. Here's the woman giving my pre-booked seat. So ultimately, you go online, you pay extra to get your specific seat. You want that seat. You reserve that seat. You're supposed to get that seat. Instead, the airline said, Mrs. Coulter, we're going to need you to move. Quote, she says, Delta's motto, quote, how can we make your flight more uncomfortable? Then she added on Twitter, quote, Delta sucks. Wow. Ann Coulter. Well, Delta didn't like that. Here's what Delta said. In a statement repeated on Twitter, the airline criticized Ms. Coulter for, quote, posting derogatory and slanderous comments and photos in social media, end quote. It's very simple. Did she pre-book this seat? Yes or no? Did Delta sell her that seat that she specifically picked out? Yes or no? Did Delta come in and ask her to move from the seat she specifically? And I'm telling you, people listening right now, they're not siding with the airlines. They're not saying, oh, we understand your mistake. Let me be inconvenienced for your problems. Go ahead and bump me off this flight. I have no problem. You know, I have all the time in the world. In fact, I was hoping someone would come on after I premeditated my entire vacation and specifically wanted to be on this plane. I was absolutely fine with you coming in and bumping me off of it because someone booked late. Oh, no problem. You know, you could have just not sold them a seat. Oh, but instead you're going to give mine away. Oh, that's no problem. Oh, you want me to move? Oh, you want me to move from the seat I wanted so I'm going to be more uncomfortable just so someone else could be better off? Oh, yeah, Delta. Again, people don't side with airlines, and airlines need to realize this. They got to get back into the business of being pro people. They got to learn how to treat people right. And they haven't been doing that for a long time. The proof is every day you read a story about an airline messing up someone's day. You know, whatever happened to, customer service in situations like this? Instead, Delta's, oh, we're going to get the people on our side. We're going to say, oh, and stop whining. Well, guess what? People don't side with you anymore, airlines. You're kind of like in the sense of someone calling up a cable company. Think of the worst customer service you've ever had at the bottom. I mean, the worst of the worst. It's always cable companies and airlines. No one says, I'm going to go to the airline and I expect them to go above and beyond. So then the airline says, well, you paid extra. We'll give you a $30 discount. We'll credit you $30 for the inconvenience. And then Ann Coulter leaned into him even further. Now they're policing our behavior after we're off the plane, she wrote, as in to say after she complained publicly about her experience firsthand that she had with this airline, they come back and say, you're not allowed to talk bad about us. Ann's right. They are trying to police behavior after they're off the plane. Here's her quote, and this sums it up perfectly. Perhaps they should spend less time sneering at their customers' post-flight commentary and more time investigating why they invite customers to pre-book their seats online only for their gate agent to go into the computer, cancel a reserved seat, print new tickets, and give a pre-booked seat to another customer who apparently wanted the same seat, but not quite enough to bother booking it in advance. I am so into this. I am so on Ann Coulter's side, and there's no way that an airline could come back and, at this point, defend that. And again, you probably, if I ever hop back on a plane, I'm going to go with fear knowing that this might happen to me because it seems like it happens all the time. All the time. I don't know if there's any way to get around it. At this point, I don't know why the airline would try to anything other than saying, "Ann, we're sorry you had a bad experience. We're looking into what happened. We're gonna make this right or whatever. Whatever you could do, you gotta bend over and say, you know, bend over backwards in that sense and say, we're gonna make it right. And you gotta take the humble route. You're gonna take it head on. People aren't gonna side with you. Simple as that. A couple of things I want to get to before we go too far in the hour." Governor Greitens' prescription drug plan getting some mixed reviews. Why would that be the case? Maybe they're teaming up with the airlines. No, they're not, actually. A lot of states do this. I'm not too familiar with how this works, but I do know that when they start enacting and making a difference when it comes to prescription drugs, people really take advantage of those markets. So it's a good thing, and it definitely will help stop people that are abusing the system to treat their addiction as opposed to their whatever that they were getting the prescription drug to begin with. That's coming up next. Also, more in the healthcare bill. What's going on there? Two more GOP senators opposing it. Is it dead upon arrival? Will they even get to a vote? What is next? Well, Mitch McConnell's got a couple of ideas we're going to look at coming up on KMOX.
Next, Charlie Brennan Show, a great lineup, including Greg Raleigh, a founding member of both Journey and Santana, inducted into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame twice. starts at 9 tomorrow.
Get the latest from the Cardinals from manager Mike Matheny on the Safeway GM Country Mike Matheny Show. Sundays at 10:15, exclusively on your home for best Cardinals coverage, KMOX.
What it feels like this week, walking on the sun. Is anyone daring enough to walk barefoot outside when it's this hot? Keep in mind, your animal's paws are touching that too, so be careful and try to make sure that they're not on pavement all that long. Yeah, it's a pretty miserable time with the sun beating down, trying to do things outside. You're outside for a while, and then you end up sweating more than you knew you could sweat. And then eventually you feel like you need to go in and shower for the third time in a day because you just feel ew, icky, gross. So Governor Greitens signing something. You can find this story at KMOX.com. And the mixed reviews for it, too. While Governor Greitens established an executive order today, isn't what they say a real prescription drug monitoring program. St. Louis County Executive says on the Mark Reardon program, which happened earlier today, he had on the someone that was a little not too complimentary of it, Steve Stanger. Stanger says it does nothing to stop addicts from doctor shopping. Quote, it only covers a portion of the prescriptions filled every day. Drug purchases that don't go through a pharmacy benefit manager will not be covered by the executive order. Stanger also said, apparently on the Mark Reardon program, whereas the medical community participates in their own prescription drug monitoring program, the medical community is not participating in what the governor has proposed. So what has the governor proposed? What's the next thing? Prescription drugs and trying to monitor where they're going is important because all kinds of people have problems with pain drugs. And what you'll find is that people will be overprescribing. You'll find doctors that abuse the system. And you'll think to yourself, how in the world can this doctor prescribe this much? It's important to monitor these things before the attorney general has to come in and arrest them and do a full investigation. Maybe you can catch it before that happens. Meanwhile, the president of the Assisted Recovery Centers of America in St. Louis likes the governor's approach, saying that, quote, the two portals from where they get medications, the pharmacies and physicians, those two are part of the team that are fighting this battle. I think there's a real step forward. I think Missouri's a little late on this boat. From everything I've read, I think we're like the last state to get in. Not, you know, what do they say? The best time to plant a tree is 50 years ago. The second best time is right now. So yeah, get into it if you haven't got into it already. And it's a good program to have. You have to be able to support programs like this. And the approach, even though they're going to be spending a lot of money on it, what was the money? Whatever. It was like $100,000 or $200,000. I don't remember. But they spent enough money on it where as long as you get the infrastructure in place, then you can continue to try to fix it and get it better. But the problem is that you got to get it started somehow. And this is how you get it started. And monitoring these prescriptions are very important to do this. Very, very important. Kind of like the health care bill in the Senate right now. It's very important, but it's not going to go through. The latest Republican attempt to repeal and replace Obamacare appears to have failed. Two more senators, Senator Mike Lee from Utah and Jerry Moran from Kansas, announced their opposition to the legislation being pushed by Mitch McConnell. We knew this was going to happen. Yesterday, I talked about it on the show. It was very simple. When you have someone like John McCain, who is getting treated for a blood clot above one of his eyes, out in getting in trying to recover from surgery, and Mitch McConnell says, here's my best Mitch McConnell. We need to delay the vote until he can come back and put his vote in there. You know what that is? That's just him trying to drag his feet. They know it wasn't going to pass through, but he was trying to find ways to delay it without there being some sort of embarrassment. Now the latest from the Hill with those two senators pulling out. In the coming day, here's a Mitch McConnell statement. I won't read it in Mitch McConnell voice. In the coming days, the Senate will vote to take up the House bill with the First Amendment in order being with the majority of the Senate has already supported in 2015, and that is vetoed by then-President Obama, a repeal of Obamacare with a two-year delay to provide for a stable transition period. So they're saying, all right, we tried the replacement, couldn't get enough votes. People didn't think it was strong enough. People thought it was too far. Couldn't find enough support. Let's drop the repeal Let's drop the replacement and just focus on the repeal in a 2-year period to get back on track. Well, this is interesting because they keep going back to the, at least we can agree on, we got to get rid of it, right? We can all agree on the repeal of Obamacare. At least if we do that, even if it's kind of a compromise or makes it look like we're weak because we couldn't get the job done, at least we can go home and put our heads on our bed at night and take a little nap, a cat nap, knowing that we can put a smile on our face that we got rid of Obamacare, even though if we didn't have something in place to replace it, we still got rid of it. We did exactly what we were supposed to do, a.k.a. save our rear ends next time we go up for an election. So when we go up with our big money campaigns, we can say, we did what we said we were going to do. We repealed Obamacare. And everyone's going to say, yeah, but what did you do after that? Which should be a little bit more important. I want to get more on this because I feel like, are we just going to have to deal with this longer? And are we just going to keep dragging this out until the midterm? Can we just get something done? I don't think we can. I mean, how optimistic are you we're going to get something done here? That's coming up on Overnight America, KMOX.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.